St. John is the commercial capital of New Brunswick and is a thriving, well-built city of 47,000 inhabitants. In its immediate vicinity, the St. John River pours its waters into the Bay of Fundy. At low tide, the noble river rushes through a narrow gorge and leaps into the bay with a fall of perhaps 30 feet. When the tide returns, full and strong, the fall is reversed. The Bay of Fundy pours its turbid waters into the basin of the river. From St. John to Montreal, the route lies largely through an uncultivated country. By taking the Intercolonial Railway from Halifax to Quebec, the tourist sees such progressive towns as Truro and Amherst in Nova Scotia, and Moncton and Campbellton in New Brunswick. Scenery of the most delightful description will be enjoyed along the Baie Chaleur, the Restigouche River, the Metapédia Valley, and at length along the majestic St. Lawrence. In the province of Quebec, he sees hamlets and towns, reminding him of France as it was in the 17th century. The city of Quebec presents peculiar attractions, new and old, French and English, past and present, gracefully blending together. No city in America is more picturesquely situated or presents a greater variety of natural and historic attractions. Cape Diamond is seen from afar as it frowns upon the low-lying portion of the city between it and the Great River. The St. Lawrence, as it sweeps past the Cape, abates its swiftness and expands into a placid harbour, guarded by the Isle of Orléans. The city now extends from the river brink away up beyond the old walls to the famous Plains of Abraham, where Wolfe and Montcalm fought the battle which placed Canada under the British flag. The old walls and gates of the city are in as good repair as in the days of struggle and war, happily long gone by.